From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Recently, Dr. Alan Cairns began a series of studies in a much misunderstood area among many Christians, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In commencing this extensive series, Dr. Cairns is first of all explaining the importance of this study. He has emphasized that this doctrine is one of the two pillars upon which the entire gospel is built, the giving of the Son of God for God's people, and the giving of the Spirit of God to His people. So the Holy Spirit is of equal importance with the Son in the redemption of God's people. Furthermore, there is no service for God apart from the Holy Spirit. As we'll see today, the entire gospel economy is called the ministration of the Spirit. Then, it's vital to understand that the Spirit testifies of Christ, not of Himself. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Presence of Mind. The text is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. When God is abroad in judgments, He would not have His people alarmed. He has not come forth to harm, but to defend the righteous. He would have them manifest courage. We who enjoy the presence of God ought to display presence of mind. Since the Lord Himself may suddenly come, we ought not to be surprised at anything sudden. Serenity under the rush and roar of unexpected evils is a precious gift of divine love. The Lord would have His chosen display discrimination, so that they may see that the desolation of the wicked is not a real calamity to the universe. Sin alone is evil. The punishment which follows thereupon is as a preserving salt to keep society from putrefying. We should be far more shocked at the sin which deserves hell than at the hell which comes out of sin. So too shall the Lord's people exhibit great quietness of spirit. Satan and his serpent seed are full of all subtlety. But those who walk with God shall not be taken in their deceitful snares. Go on, believer in Jesus, and let the Lord be thy confidence. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The Lord Jesus empowered His disciples, and so the Holy Ghost gives power to us today. Without Him, there is no power. What I'm saying is this, that we can no more be disciples of Christ without the Holy Ghost than the disciples could have been without Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's imperative that we know the biblical doctrine of the Spirit of God. There's a third reason why we must do this study, and I'm only going to mention this one. In 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 8, the entire gospel economy is known as the ministration of the Spirit. That's a wonderful title for this. And therefore, we must know the Scripture doctrine of the Holy Ghost. I want you to get this. The gospel is the ministration of the Spirit. We're not going to try and expound that at the moment. That will come in due course. But I'm going to say this to you, and it's time we learned it. Christianity is more than a written revelation. Now, it is a written revelation. I believe in the inspiration of this old book of God. God inspired men to write. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Yes, we have a written revelation. But I want to tell you something. Believing that never saved anybody. And believing that never did a work for God alone. Because while Christianity is based on a written revelation, it is more than a mere written revelation. It is that written revelation vitally and powerfully employed by the Holy Ghost to apply the merits of Christ to guilty sinners to save them and to crush all the enmity of the devil against them. You see, a heresy, and I'm going to be bold to call it a heresy, that has become very prevalent among Christians is that the Bible was inspired of God. Now, there is nothing in Scripture to teach that. The Bible is inspired of God, not was. Oh, I know it was given by the breath of God, but the Bible is still the vital Word of God. In other words, you cannot fossilize Christianity by simply taking a dead letter and excluding the author of the book. That's what we have tried to do, unfortunately. Let's learn this. The gospel of Jesus Christ in its operation is called the ministration of the Spirit. Orthodoxy can be dead. My, it is so often dead. I believe in the importance of being orthodox. I believe in the importance of the old Reformed faith, as it's called. And I make no apology for that. Our students, however, will bear me witness that I have often warned them against an orthodoxy and a Calvinism that is egghead. I think that's a very good description of it. It is just dead from the neck up. We come across it all the time. Oh yes, they've got their doctrine right. So they say. But I want to tell you, any doctrine that excludes the working of the Holy Ghost from it is not entirely right at all. This is the ministration of the Spirit. Therefore, our urgent need today is to get back to what the Holy Spirit has written in His Word, and to find out what He says, that we may humble our hearts before Him, and that we may know Him working through the Word. If this Bible as it's preached doesn't have an effect on the lives of those to whom it's preached, then the Spirit isn't ministering. It's a ministration of the Spirit. There's one final important reason why we must, in these days, pay attention to the doctrine of the Holy Ghost. And that's the confusion caused by satanic counterfeits of the Spirit at His work. They make it necessary for us to know the biblical doctrine in its clarity. Over in 2 Corinthians 11, you have a very interesting statement by the Apostle Paul. Verse 4, he's upbraiding these people that they would fall for anything rather than the truth, and they would give way to any apostate or any counterfeit rather than acknowledge Him. And he says, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Now watch that carefully. Here's what Paul is telling these Corinthians. There is another Jesus. Another Jesus. Listen, my friend. Don't run away with the idea that because somebody mentions the name Jesus in his preaching, he's a Christian preacher, or he's a preacher of this book. Paul warns them, there is another Jesus. And I'm going to be very bold to make this statement, that the Jesus whom the Pope of Rome preaches is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of the modernist is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of the existentialist is not the Jesus of this book. The Jesus of many charismatics, I will say many, because I cannot say all. I think there are some who labor under a delusion, but nonetheless who desire the truth. There are many, however, who are presenting a Jesus who is not the Jesus of this book. There is another Jesus. And notice, there is another Spirit. Another Spirit. Do not run away with the idea that because men name the Spirit and say that they walk in the Spirit and they do miracles in the Spirit, that they are necessarily talking about the Spirit of the living God as He's revealed in this book. There is another Spirit. And there is another gospel. Now obviously that leads to confusion. There is a great masquerading under the name of the Holy Spirit, of that evil spirit from Satan himself. Now how do we know the difference? Now let me be very frank with you. It's not enough to say, well, this is not what we have always known in our Protestant churches. That's not enough. Protestant churches could always have been wrong. There is only one way that we can find out the truth on the matter of the Holy Spirit of God, and that is what He says in this book to the law and to the testimony. This is the standard. Now I have to be honest that here we have a difficulty. And I have felt this right from the moment I decided that I ought to do this study. That the Holy Spirit does not testify of Himself. Now we've got to understand that. The Holy Spirit teaches a lot about Himself in this book, but He doesn't testify of Himself. In other words, you can't make the Holy Ghost the great end of all your study. So many charismatics and Pentecostalists go wrong there, that they have a theology of the Spirit which makes the Holy Spirit the great end of all Christian experience. That is not so. He testifies of Christ. But as we seek the Lord and come to Him to pray that He will teach us what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit in order that we may the more clearly see Christ, then bless God, He will show us the truth. We need today the Holy Ghost. This church needs a visitation of the Holy Ghost. This preacher needs a visitation of the Holy Ghost. We need to get beyond the corpse. For that's what Christianity without the Holy Ghost is, just a corpse. You remember God made Adam of the dust of the ground. A fine figure of a man. I don't believe there ever was such a perfect physique among the sons of men as Adam's. God made him. There he was. Perfect body. You could admire that wonderful handiwork of God. But until God breathed into him the breath of life, it was nothing. That body, useless for any work for God until God breathed into him the breath of life. It's not for nothing that the Lord Jesus used the same symbolism when he breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive the Spirit of God." Today, we need to cry to God, "Lord, save us from the corpse of a religion that excludes the Holy Ghost." May God teach us the truth about the Spirit, and in teaching us the truth, may He lead us into the experience of God the Holy Spirit in all the fullness of His working and all the exhibition of His power.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening. and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.